I am Stuart, child in the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said, "By the power of podcast." Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons. Welcome to another night of By the Power, episode 13. Ooh, creepy. It was Friday the 13th last week, wasn't it? As well?
It was.
Oh, we should have done this episode then. What a missed opportunity. Oh. This week's cartoon was Guichi.
Oh!
Because we watched Galaxy High. Galaxy High. Galaxy High. Galaxy High. I love this cartoon. It's my choice this week. And all I've done this week is watch that cartoon over and over again. I forgot how much I liked it.
The same episode or just the cartoon in general? Still?
Just a random 3-minute sample that I had on YouTube and I've watched it over and over again.
Oh.
I didn't really know. I watched most of it, most of the episodes, and this one a couple of times. But yeah, that's what I've been up to this week. And what about you guys? Anything exciting going on in the worlds of the rest of the By the Power crew?
I've been to Skegness for a bit of a holiday.
Skeg Vegas.
How's Skeg?
Is it good?
Yeah, it was all right.
Not ride a donkey?
No.
On machines, James? On the 2P machines?
On the 2P machines and the shooting machine.
Did you win any prizes on the 2P machines?
Yes. Oh, God, yeah. So Summer got three prizes on three on the 2P machines. Two legitimately, the third one may have been pressured into the man giving us the prize slightly.
What were the prizes?
When he opened the door, it was very close, and I'm like, that's close enough, isn't it? It's not touching the glass, I'm like, that's close enough, isn't it? So she gave him the prize. And then we had,
what were the prizes?
They're like little figures, the Hasbro things. They've got like a locket pet type thing you can put in your school bag. So it's like a little person that's also a padlock.
I'm confused why the worker had to open up the doors.
So on the 2P machines, they put the prizes on top of the 2Ps nowadays, Kane. And as the thingy moves...
It's always been like that, though, right?
No, when I was a kid, there was no prizes. It was just the 2Ps.
But the prizes drop, then you get them yourself.
No, when they get to the glass, they can't drop down these ones because they're quite big. Oh. They're too big for the machine.
So you have to call them out every time a prize goes past? Oh, that's an annoyance if you work there, right?
Well, they've got nothing else better to do, have they? And then,
they got a fire exit stand outside us smoking cigarettes.
Exactly. And then also the tickets, I saw the tickets when playing the games, little tickets come out. Mm-hmm. And luckily, Daddy's a dab hand with a light gun. So we're getting hundreds of tickets at a time. I got the games all mapped out, I worked it all out, and I'm just clearing it through 160 tickets a time.
Yeah, so she got two lollipops as a prize then based on all those tickets.
Well, this will get you. So she ended up with 1,200 tickets in total.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What does that work out at, about 50 pence a ticket?
Well, I don't know. I took it to the shop, you know, with the kiosk, and you got all the little prizes, and everything's like, you know, 30,000 points and all the tickets and all this sort of stuff. And we looked around, and there was a mug for 700 tickets.
By the power mug.
That says, "I love you" on it. And she says, "I want to get that for mummy."
Aww.
I'm like, "That's going to be pretty much all your tickets there, darling." She goes, "Yeah, I know, I want to get it for mummy because you're great, mummy."
But you right fucking won yours. And you won the tickets then, Bez.
But she knows I don't. Yeah, she knows I'm all right.
She's like, it was a mug that she was going to choose. She said, "Screw you, Dad."
Yeah.
But she didn't get that.
Dad's the worst. Dad stinks.
Sweet.
She got it for a mummy. So it's her mummy's favourite mug now. So she's having a cup of tea in it tomorrow morning, first thing.
Did she play it tactical, though? Did she then know that you were going to go to Woolworths and get her a big toy?
She didn't. She was surprised. I did do that, to be fair. I was like, you know what? That's a really nice thing to do, darling. Let's get you a little something on the way back. She's like, I don't need anything, Daddy. I'm fine. I'm like, no, you deserve it for that. You deserve it.
She's already seen what shops are on the way back from Skegness.
Yeah, she did. She did name the thing pretty quick. She's like, well, actually, while you're at it then, there's such and such I really like the look of.
I'm intrigued by this Woolworths, what Kane's calling out. Surely that's full of smackheads and stuff now. There's no Woolworths, right?
I've not been to the UK for a while.
No Woolworths, Kane. No Toys R Us. No Blockbuster.
I always just think of Woolworths as being by the seaside.
Yeah.
Do you? That's weird. I've never seen a Woolworths at the seaside.
I've heard Toys R Us is coming back, isn't it?
Near the toilets at Derby. Well,
yeah. Coming back. I'm on the list for information that they're bringing out about it. So, hopefully it should be back pretty soon.
I love how Jamie's like... You've like posed that. I love it. Like you're some kind of VIP. Like you've got some kind of special inside line.
He knows people.
I never said that. I said I'm on the list.
What you're telling us is you signed up for a mailing list for Toys R Us.
Yeah, you might get some vouchers or anything.
You might do.
Yeah.
I think it's online only, right?
I want to know what's happening.
Oh, is it?
I think so, because I've already sold the Toys R Us in Derby. No. Going to replace it with something.
Yeah, they sold the building, haven't they?
Yeah, just been taking.
You know what? That was
now.
I was going to say that. I thought they were going to do stores, but still. So the one in Derby then is because that's been a shell for what, 4 or 5 years. So what are what are they going to do with it?
Oh, I did know what this was going to be because my other half was happy about it.
Ooh. I think it's a woman's clothes shop, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's something that she was quite excited about. She's like, ooh.
No, for fuck's sake.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, £3 flip-flops with diamante stuck to them.
Exactly. Bargain.
Talking about doing things, Jamie, this week, have you been to Alton Towers this week?
This week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking
they've got
that,
all the Mardi Gras stuff up then.
That's, funnily enough, we stopped at the Enchanted Village earlier this week, which is just little Lord of the Rings sort of hobbit hut sort of thing outside, and went on Tuesday, and they were starting to put it up, all the Mardi Gras stuff. So in the different sections of Alton Towers, it looks like they're building little stands where there'll be little shows and stuff going. But I think it starts today. I'm going to go tomorrow, and then me, Joe, and Bear are going to go on Tuesday. So I'll let you know what it's like, but it should be running as of tomorrow. So I'll let you know what it's like.
I watched a video with Theme Park Worldwide guide there, and it looked really fun.
Is there loads of people getting their tits out for beads?
No, I don't think they're even throwing beads out.
Well, is that not the only... Oh, hold on. So there'll be cakes with babies in?
There's people dancing.
Well, but I thought beads for tits and babies in cakes.
Babies in cakes? Whoa, 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 whoa. I've not heard this bit. What's the babies and cakes bit?
I've not heard the tits
bit
either.
That's the only other thing they do at Mardi Gras apart from tits for beads. Tits for beads, beads for tits, whichever. Is cakes in babies. Babies in cakes.
Really? Cakes in babies?
Yeah. You get to eat cake and it might have a little baby in it.
What?
Do you seriously not know about that?
No, I've not. This is the first I'm hearing of
I'm slightly
it's
confused
a famous
as well.
Tradition. So you get a cake, like a sponge cake. And it might have a little baby inside your slice. And if you have, then you're lucky because yours has got the little baby in.
A baby what?
Like a little
part
doll.
Of a baby?
You remember those hands that look like fingers? Those finger ends that look like hands.
Yeah.
Little babies that look like that, made out of that cheap little piece of plastic. Little plastic moulded babies in your cake.
What's the point of this then? Surely it's coming from somewhere.
I mean, you know what I like? No, I like the fact that I'm going to tell you what the point of this is. But for our American listeners, which is the majority of our audience, I think it'll be really interesting to hear why you guys think there would be tiny babies in cakes and like it's like lucky to get a baby in a cake. Why do you think that is? Let's go to Jamie first. He's got a clue, I can tell.
He's got a theory.
So is it about new beginnings and new starts or something to do with that? I mean, that's all I've got. I have no idea. So I'm going to go with new beginnings. It's to symbolize new beginnings.
It's a good guess, but it's not right.
Okay.
Ooh. Come on. I don't want to say it's obvious.
It's fucking little toy babies in cake. I'm assuming the toy babies.
Does somebody want a clue?
So
I'll give you a clue.
We'll have a clue.
The cake. No, let James in. Let James.
I mean, don't worry, they won't get it with a clue. They won't get it with a clue.
There's no points on the
title. Traditionally, the one with the baby in it is called a king cake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's some sort of smuggling reference.
Nice.
No, is that right?
Wrong. No, it's not. Do you want another clue, Kane?
Yeah.
Whoever finds the baby in the cake is said to go in to have a prosperous year ahead.
Was that me, or did like Stu not say anything then?
Stu completely, he completely cut out till he just got to prosperous year ahead.
And oh, if you get the baby in your cake, you're going to have a prosperous year ahead.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Have you got it? What is it then, Jamie?
I ain't got it.
All right.
I was thinking, is it like us? Because, like, I say us in the UK, we like have like in a Christmas pudding, we'd have money in there, which is a tradition in the UK. And that almost symbolizes a fortune for the new year ahead. So I'm wondering if it's something along those lines.
Having a baby costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it does. Very expensive. Very expensive. Do you want to know why?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a downer, actually, those amazing guesses. It's because Mardi Gras starts, as we all know, on what date does Mardi Gras start?
21st of March. May. Of May.
Ooh, worse. Further away. Further away. Colder.
Is it?
January 6th.
Is it?
Yeah, I know. I was surprised as well. Which is the same time as Epiphany starts in the Christian tradition.
Okay.
So the little baby in a cake is the little baby Jesus.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's a king cake because of the three kings.
Oh. So, and what about the tits with beads?
That's just for horny American high school students. Is that the wrong age? High school students?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure in their school students.
Whatever 21 school. Plus Americans are.
Yeah. Whatever legal age or, females are.
It's for spring break, isn't it? I think the two are combined a bit. Like, I think people went to New Orleans for spring break, and that's what the tits out and the beads are for, I think. Anyway, yeah. And if you slice the baby in half when you're cutting the cake, that's bad luck.
Yeah, generally is.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
A lot of child death deaths in this episode, Stu.
Loads, mate, loads.
Loads of child death in this
episode. Loads of child death.
Has everybody seen Rescue Rangers?
James has been in Skeg all weekend.
Yeah. Rescue Rangers? No.
Look at Bez's face.
I'm thinking, have I watched the wrong cartoon here? Is this? We've already done this episode.
We've already done Rescue Rangers. What we haven't done is the new Disney Plus Rescue Rangers movie.
Okay.
And that's what they're asking if you've seen, James.
No.
I'm guessing no.
No.
Okay.
James, you're shaking your head in disgust.
No, I'll be open. I will watch it. I'm not desperate to watch it.
Well, here's the news, James. You're going to have to watch it because we're going to do a special episode in honor of the Rescue Rangers Disney Plus movie.
Are we?
Yes. We're going to give a slight sneak preview without. You only allowed one word each, Jamie and Kane, okay?
Yeah.
So, slight preview, James. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Jamie, your score out of 10.
10.
Kane.
8.
Ooh, wow.
Me. That's not my word. I'm going to give another score out of 10. 9.
Wow.
That's all we're going to say, because we're going to talk about that on a little sneaky special episode coming up soon.
Nice.
And we're not doing that now because James hasn't seen it and we don't want spoilers for him. Yes. So what we are going to talk about is Galaxy High School. Any Galaxy High School fans before we started this?
Yeah, I'd watched it a few times in the old days.
Back in the day.
Don't remember it a vast amount. It wasn't like a Transformers or a Mask where I, watched it religiously and was, a big fan. But I remember watching it, sort of first time around.
I was the same. I remember watching it a little bit, and I was watching it back a lot. I don't remember any of this, but the one character that really took me back was the sidekick to the main bad guy who looked like he had a fried egg on his head.
Flipping,
I remember you. So there was, and I also remember the is it Amy, her one of her friends who's got the see-through head with a little brain in her head.
Yeah. Like,
they were the two characters that Bowie I really Ballhead. Remembered.
Yeah.
That's the one.
She has a great chat in this episode.
Just a brilliant chat.
The airhead guy. It's really well written. Kane, you, I'm guessing, this is a later cartoon, so did you know?
No. I'd never heard of it.
Say again, Jamie.
What year is this? I thought it was like 80s.
I think it was later in the UK. It was 86 in the US.
Okay.
But I've got a feeling it was later in the UK. but I'm not certain. Or I watched it second time around. Who knows, right? Kids' cartoons probably pretty much on repeat.
Yeah.
So do you wanna do a true or false?
Oh yes, please.
For this cartoon. What's the scores, Jamie?
Okay, just bear me a second. Okay. So Stu's on 5, Kane is on 4, and me and James are on 3. So it's relatively close.
It's close, isn't it? It's close. Mm. It could all change very quickly.
It could all change.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
So the first statement. The aliens use a cordless vidiphone called a vidiphone to communicate on, and you can see people's faces when you talk to each other. Remember, this was the late 80s, so, you know, that was pretty... maybe they knew the future. And the other statement is that the children could get around Galaxy High in a tube that transported them places called a Woosha tube. And it's James first.
The Woosha tube sounds very Futurama. And the name doesn't sound very Galaxy High. Sounds too English, but I've got, for some reason, I can see it, but I can say it might be just because I'm thinking of Futurama. I can't think of a vidiphone, so I'm going to go for the vidiphone is the lie.
The vidiphone is the lie. Look at us guessing the lie.
Look at that, look, boom.
Look at that. Jamie, you are next, sir.
So I noticed on statement one, Stu looked the whole time to his right-hand side, which he'll be reading off his screen. Statement two, the first half he looked down, he was reading down, then the
off
second half he was reading, exactly.
He's wrote it on his cock.
Quite a lot to write, of it?
Yeah. Then the second half was to write. So the second statement Stu was reading
this,
down or something.
After this, I will show you all the picture of them both written next to each other on the same sheet.
It's when he said Woosha tube, he looked at his cock and he's like, is that that name?
Woosha. Come on, Woosha. Woosha. Woosha.
Have a look at my Woosha tube.
But the question is, was he looking down at something that he'd written truthfully or false? I think...
They're both written together.
Stu does I don't buy any of this. Stu does a little bit of research. He's wrote down the false one. He looked down for the false. The second one is the lie.
Are you on the opposite of James?
I have. The second one is the lie.
It could be that he's playing a crafty one and it's not called a Woosha tube, but they do use a tube. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a tushy
woosh. That sounds like something you'd do, James.
No, I'm not Decevious. Decevious?
Not what?
I've made up a new word, Decevious.
Let's go for it.
I'm liking that.
Mr. Decevious. Does that mean you're really honest and can be trusted?
Yeah, it's like deceptive, but no, Decevious.
Mischievous and deceptive.
Yeah, I'm coining that one.
There's a word for when you combine two words, isn't there? It's a known thing. I don't know what it's called. Cane. what are you going for?
Is that what it's called, a cane?
Yeah, it's from now on. He's done a cane.
Yeah. See, you added some more information on the first one, what you said. As if to make it sound more believable.
Trying to sell it more, maybe.
Oh.
But then were you double bluffing?
I do.
But then were
you
triple bluffing?
Yeah.
Oh.
So no matter what, you can't pull in the lead anymore, so I don't have to play it tactically.
Mm. You could choose based on, like, which is smarter, Jamie or James, and just go with which of the two you think is the smartest.
I'm going to go... that the lie was the second one due to the information you gave on the first one.
You're going with your brother.
Yeah, is that what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Okay. Jamie confused me with all the other stuff at the start.
The lie is the first one, the vidiphone. James takes the point. Well done, James.
Thank you.
Hi, James.
And it was a... Decevious.
I knew it!
A Decevious truth and lie. Because they do get around the Galaxy High in a Woosha tube. And they have a vidiphone to communicate on that you can see faces on. But it's not cordless. It's got a wire. It's 1986. It's a wired vidiphone.
Cheeky bugger.
I thought that's the one that'd give it to AC. The clue was in there because it's 1986.
Why would you wireless mention wireless? Yeah, why would you say a wireless video system?
Yeah, exactly. Cordless, but yeah.
Oh, cheeky sausage.
Well done, boys. Well done, James, and not well done, Jamie and Kane. What are the scores, Jamie?
So Stu's still in the lead on 5. Kane and James are both second place on 4, and I'm on 3.
It's your week next week, Jamie, I reckon.
Yeah.
You're going to smash it next week. I don't mean it's your week, like it's your turn. I just mean you're going to.
It is James' turn.
It's not my turn next week.
No, it's my turn next week.
Yeah. So think of a good one, James.
I will do.
Excellent. Shall we rate the episode? I'm going to go with Jamie first.
I was hoping, since I've been drinking since 3 o'clock, you'd leave me the last here.
I'd assume you're normally only going to get worse, though.
It's only 3:15 now, Jamie. You've been drinking 15 minutes.
It's true, yeah.
And the episode we watched and we're discussing is called Beach Blanket Blow Up. Galactic High School, Season 1, Episode 8. I think Beach Blanket Blow Up.
I thought this was okay. It wasn't amazing. It wasn't poor. It was okay. It was okay. Good variety of characters. Didn't like, I can remember a few of them. So good variety of characters in it. Story-wise was decent. I think there was enough to keep me going. Well, the cartoon was, about 22 minutes and quite enjoyed it. Watched it twice just to make sure that I didn't miss anything the second time around. I think the fact that, 1 second. I think the fact that Stu purposely picked a episode where there was lots of bikinis in it.
Yeah, that's why.
Was a total win on this. And actually, I was looking on YouTube. There's a few comments on there, not many. And everyone was just saying great animations for Amy in a bikini, and they were spot on. She looked smoking in that bikini. And for that,
high school, though.
How old is she?
She'll be 12. Under 18.
Is she 12? Oh, fuck.
No. Did you not see her?
She developed 13 years.
19, right? 19 or so.
Yeah.
She'll be under 18, won't she, for high school?
I don't think so. I don't know. But she could be 18 if she was in high school, right?
Ah, okay. Okay. We're good with that.
I still don't really understand how it works. But like we said the other week, if somebody tells me like a kid in the UK is in year 9, I still don't really know what that means.
Me neither,
and I work in a school.
I think we should start a petition. The By the Power Squad should start a petition, right?
Right?
And the petition is that school years from now on in every country, just based on the age you are when you leave that year.
I'm okay with that.
So like when FIFA 19/20, you'd be in year 14, 15, or year 11, 12, or year 4, 5. And that would be the ages of the children in that year. Like football teams are.
FIFA 19, 20?
Yeah, because that starts in September 2019 and ends in 2020.
So how old?
Because footballs don't run over a calendar year, do they? They run across 2 years, like schools.
That's confusing me more than the standard way at the moment.
To be fair, though,
if it was class 70, if it was class 12, 13, Jamie, you'd know not to look at the girl in the bikini.
That makes sense to
me. Whereas if
it
was class 18, 19, you'd be like, oh, I can't look at the girl in the bikini.
Got it.
But I guess, though, with American schools, Costa can get kept behind, can't they? So,
good point.
She could actually be like 30 years old.
Does that still happen? Really, that used to be a plot in every American film and TV show, didn't it, for like 25 years? But you don't really see it anymore. So I wonder if they still do it.
I think they do.
Hold back or push ahead or both?
Well, they do. Do both, don't they, I think.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Or does it?
So what we're saying, anyway, Jamie likes under 18s.
Potentially 18-year-olds.
Stu, is that the reason you picked that episode, just out of curiosity?
So I could look at high school kids in swimwear.
Well, I mean, it's...
He's not saying no, is he?
Stu's laughing, but I'm guessing this is
obvious,
yes.
James. Is it not obvious why I chose that one?
She's smoking in this. She's absolutely smoking. Sode gets a it's say the average, but I'm going to knock it up purely based on
that. So, I thought you were going to knock one off, Jamie. What are you saying?
So I'm going to give it.
I think that's my best line ever. I'm just going to retire, guys, based on him knocking one
so
off.
So I'm going to give it a.
See you later. Bye.
Yeah, so I'm going to give it one. I'm going to give it six. I'm going to give it a six.
An average score, but knocked up for you is a six.
Well, it was average. It was a five. I think it was okay. I think it was great. I thought it was okay. I don't know. I think looking back, I've watched it twice. I'm doing it a disservice here. I'm going to give it a seven. See, I'm going to give it a seven. Let's settle for that. It gets a seven from me.
Thank you, Jamie. Kane, are you also going to base your rating on the sexiness of the high school kids, or have you got some other points that helped you to score this one?
First thing, is this anime?
I wasn't going to bring it up, but once I was not going to bring up the fact that it is
I'm produced knocking my score down.
And made by a Japanese company called TMS. But it's written and produced by Christopher Columbus, who's in the US. So, yeah.
It's a Western style.
It's as much anime,
anime
as anything else is. The company who do it, TMS, actually did loads of Western anime. So they did Batman, the animated series, Animaniacs, Spider-Man, Winnie the Pooh, Chippendale Rescue Rangers, Sonic. So they did loads of Western series.
Normal Sonic.
As well as they also did stuff like First Human Giatris and Nobody's Boy Remy Madhouse, Koya no Showa Imusen, Mighty Orbots, etc. So a real mix of US and true anime.
Very different animation styles in a lot of those as well.
Agreed.
Because I was expecting it to be really anime, so I went in expecting the worst. And I kind of enjoyed it. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it either. I quite liked the different aliens. I thought there was loads of different characters, and I think the artist must have had a really fun job designing all those.
Yeah, I mean, how does that school work? Is that like one species per year or something like that? Because there's no two the same aliens, were there, apart from the humans? Every other alien was completely different. Is it a bit inclusive, exclusive, whatever we call it? Is it, you know, a bit United Colours of Benetton?
Yeah. I think it's just the best two students get invited from every school.
Ooh, but then they kill one off, I'm guessing.
But half of them maybe have got thrown away.
Maybe.
Or something. Who knows? I wouldn't think about it too much.
Okay.
It was a little bit sexist.
What? It's 1986. Sexist for 1986 or sexist for now?
For now.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I thought, like, especially, again, looking back now, there's a lot of, like, body shaming going on, which just wouldn't pass now in a cartoon.
Yeah, lots, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And also when, what's she called, the main chick? What's
Amy.
Her name?
Amy.
Yeah, when Amy's trying to pull a bloke and she finds that dude attractive but you can't see his body.
Yeah.
Then you pop in his little, he hasn't really got a body and she's crying.
Oh,
she's
got a body. It's just a really little weird body.
Yeah, very, very small body. And she's crying, going, oh, it just never works for me. I'm like, what about this dude who like thought he had a chance? And I'm going to go average. I'm going to go six.
Okay. There's also a theme that I think most of them don't find the humans particularly attractive. The whole series. As well, Doyle's used to be in the one that other girls like. But they don't really like him, most of them, in this one.
The one question I did have, which I've just noticed on my notes, is we know when they leave the planet because it's too hot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a collective decision from everyone, even if they didn't know it was going to explode, was that it's too hot. Yes. They want to leave. But then when they found out it could be lying, or they thought it was lying, they chose to go back.
Yes.
But it's still really hot. So
do you know what, though, Kane? I've got to say, it's a fair point. But I go to Orlando in August more than once. So every time I'm in Orlando in August, I go, it's too hot. This is too hot. I'm sweating my tits off. This is too hot. I'm never coming back here in August again. Then 2 years later, I'm back there in August again.
But would you leave your holiday early?
If it was too hot?
then decide once you're on the plane that you want to turn around and...
I mean, that's not usually an option, either of those things. But I do change my mind between visits. I do say it's too hot, I'm never going back in August, and then go back. So, I don't know, who am I to say?
And also, did everyone there, apart from the beef guy, whatever his name is, go on that bloke's yacht? Did no one else travel in their own car? Because I got the impression it was just him, Amy, and with that thingy, cat ran in
there. It's a good point.
How they went on the yacht. Where's all their vehicles? Yeah. Why did they have to go on the yacht and then cram in that one car? It's like...
Why, who else went?
No one else drove. The beach was full.
They're not from the school.
But they all got on the car to leave. They all crammed in the same car.
Yeah, it's like if a tsunami's coming, I assume you all jump on whatever's closest, right?
Yeah, but you've all got your cars there.
But they might be miles away. You might have to walk to it.
Maybe.
And also, when they were driving back, how come they could all just stick their head out of the car window in space?
They can breathe in space, aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the human did it.
They're aliens as well.
Yeah.
The human?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're on the planet Fort Lauderdale. So they're all aliens, because none of them are from Fort Lauderdale.
You know what I mean? Oh. When they're driving back through space and they pick up those people.
Yeah, they're climatized.
It is a known thing in Galaxy High that they just don't bother with that. Everybody can just breathe in space and it's fine.
Don't like it. I'm knocking my score down then based on that.
The reason is, Jamie, because when you get invited to go to Galaxy High, you get a special tablet that lets you breathe in space.
What if in that galaxy there is oxygen in space?
How would we know?
How would we know? We just assume it's based on the rules of our galaxy.
How do we know that? Jamie's right. How do we know that the Earth's round and that there's no air in space? We could start that one. How about we start that one?
That there is air in space.
We probably shouldn't talk about it, but there is air in space. It's been rumoured.
There's a black helicopter flying in my ass right
now. There's some video of an astronaut just taking a quick fag outside the International Space Station.
Yeah. Another one having a piss.
Which wouldn't be possible. There's no air,
The other thing I didn't understand, well, it wasn't part of the story. I just didn't understand the treadmill with the different backgrounds.
I like that.
I didn't really understand the point of it. Then why did they blow it up?
Because they're pushing on the buttons too often.
Why though? I don't understand why.
I think he was trying to get on the beach to make her think of the beach. Yeah. And she kept changing it, and he kept trying to change it back, and they just kept whacking buttons in the end, getting a bit.
But wouldn't they have needed the screen in front of them instead of?
It's a side. That's a good point.
Maybe there's a screen in front as well.
Maybe there was. Maybe we saw the side screen.
Maybe we was inside of the circular screen.
Might have been a full wraparound screen.
Yeah.
Maybe the front is projected onto their eyes via a hollow projector.
More importantly, why was it so big?
Because some aliens are massive.
It was a proper industrial tank track. Yeah, true. I think you still could have got away with
defending this logic.
I think you could have got away with a smaller one and one's, maybe ground level.
How would Jibber the Hot slug have gone on it.
Yeah.
It'd be going slow anyway.
Like up to his shins. It'd be too small.
It'd be going really slow anyway, wouldn't it? So he wouldn't have to go anything fast. And,
why?
Because he doesn't move very fast, does he?
How do you know?
Jibber the Hutt.
What?
Jibber the Hutt don't move fast.
When have you ever seen Jibber the Hutt moving?
It's Jabba's cousin.
Yeah, but he's the athlete of the family. Can you imagine a slim Hutt? Like slim and muscly. He's fast. Let's get back to high school. What have we scored so far? So Kane was a
six.
Six. Jamie was a seven.
Yeah.
James.
Like I say, I like this first time around. I wasn't a massive, massive fan. So it wasn't, like I say, a regular, but I did enjoy it when it was on. And I enjoyed this episode. It was all right. The voice acting was good. I thought the story was good. The jokes landed with me. When they were there, they weren't too sort of obvious and in your face. I like the characters. You know, all the characters you want to know a little bit more about. It's a bit like, back to Star Wars, the cantina again. You see someone in the background or you see someone on the beach, you want to know more about the backstory. Like, who is that guy? The guy with the wheel, with the yacht. You want to know more about him. You want to know more about the bully and his egg mate and whatever that was on his head.
Earl.
The dog that turns into the gigantic dog, like Petey Puppy from
Earthworm Jim, right?
Same character from Earthworm Jim as well, right?
Yeah.
Very similar, yeah.
It's like, it's all of them, you just like, that. For one episode, you get drawn in, you want to know more about their sort of backstory and what their deal is. So for me, animation was all right. I'm going to go for an 8.
Whoa.
Ooh.
I would happily watch more episodes of this, I think. And get into it a bit more.
Solid. And we didn't even have in this episode, we're talking about characters. The teachers are great characters as well in this series.
Mm.
And we didn't really see them. We only saw Professor Eisenstein in this one.
Great character.
Great name, yeah.
The headmistress, Miss Biddy McBrain.
Brilliant.
The sports coach, Ferdy Frogface. Guess what he looks like?
An alligator.
No, close.
Damn it.
Close.
Damn it.
And then there's a stereotypical Italian running a pizza shop as well for some reason. Quite sure why. I loved this. I've already said that. I liked this episode. I picked this episode because it did a bit of the students. Generally, this one doesn't have all the students in each episode. It kind of focuses in on one student and their special ability / personality. The only thing this doesn't have loads of is the bad guys, maybe. They're kind of a little bit part in this. But yeah, I really like it. I think it's a really well created world. And it's, I think, a bit of a travesty that only had one season, 13 episodes.
Is that all it was?
Yeah. And not too popular just because they changed to the by the TV companies.
Right.
Yeah, only 13 episodes. And when you think about it, produced by Chris Columbus, which we talked about last week, who did huge, huge movies around this time, it's weird that it didn't get another chance, I guess.
Mm.
I also think, for me, you could tell it was slightly better written than some of the cartoons. Like, it was pretty cleverly written, the little jokes and conversations seemed to work better and have a bit more humour and wit to me than some of the cartoons.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe they got some, like, better script writers. It's probably a bit harsh, that. Work on it. A script doctor, whatever they're called. But I like it. I would score this a comfortable 8 as well. I think it's solid. I think it's good animation, good voice acting, solid characters, good stories each time, well written. Solid 8.
Did you watch a few episodes before you picked this one, or was it based on the read-up that you picked the episode?
I picked this episode based on the read-up.
Right.
But I say there's only 13 episodes, and I kind of vaguely remembered most of them. Mm. And I say with a lot of the others, you're going very specific into one or two characters, as opposed to this one, where it at least has 4 or 5. They'll have their own little bit. And I also like the theme tune.
Mm.
Good. Yes, yeah, good.
It's got your seal of approval in terms of it tells you what's going on, what's
exactly
happening.
Exactly. It's got to be, right? It's got to be a little telling you that Jimmy's sat on the dock watching the ships go by and why he's doing that.
Did anyone pick up on the lead guy's voice? Forget his name.
Doyle.
Yeah, Doyle. Who voiced him straight away as soon as they started talking. I'm like, I know that voice.
Fry.
No.
Wasn't Fry, no. It's again, when you put two and two together, you know straight away who it
can
is.
I tell you why? I think I know why you know this, Jamie. Is it because he plays the voice of Predator 2 in The Predator 1990?
That's exactly why.
Is it?
Want some candy?
Isn't it weird that he's the voice of the Predator?
Is that right, really?
Yeah, from Predator 2.
I did not know that, no. I heard the voice straight away. Again, the voice is exactly the same as the character I'm thinking of.
Go on.
Is it? Hold on.
Yeah, really. Totally. Yeah,
I
totally.
I didn't recognise that.
100%.
Hmm. No, I don't know.
It's as soon as I heard it, it's Raphael from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Really?
I promise you, I didn't look at it. Straight away, I heard it all like this Raphael. Yeah.
I still can't tell that now you said.
It's exactly the same. Exactly the same.
Just going through his... He's got a bloody load of...
It's massive, isn't it? The stuff he's done. What's his name? Just remind me. I can't remember what it's called.
Hal Rail? Rail?
Hal Rail, I guess.
Yeah. R-A-Y-L-E.
Mm.
He was the owl of wisdom in Visionaries, James.
Potter. James has ran off somewhere.
In Darwin Duck, 101 Dalmatians, Toxic Crusaders, Pink
Transformers,
Panther.
Everything.
He was the cameraman in Batman.
He was also the voice replayment in Star Wars 2, Attack of the Pleasure Pods.
What?
Star Worms 2, Attack of the Pleasure Pods from 1985.
That's a porno, right?
It's got to be, right?
Yes, that's totally a porno.
Do you want to hear the description of that film?
Yeah, well, just tell me what it's called again. So
Star Worms 2.
Yep.
Attack of the Pleasure Pods. And Star Worms 2 is set up in Star Wars style-y on the DVD cover. Like in Patrol.
Yeah, yeah.
Jessup, forced to hide his true identity, is imprisoned on a deadly and desolate planet, the Star Prison. Banished to mine rabid rivers for the elusive fire gems, Jessup and his men must battle bands of derelict prisoners and fight the fatal fangs of the Star Worms in order to supply the lords of the evil empire with the sacred source of their hedonistic hallucinogenic opiates. And the video cover has a naked, pretty much woman being touched by vines firing an assault rifle.
Oh, yes, it's porno then. Yeah.
And it's by the Troma team, so I don't think it's porno as much as it's Toxic Avenger style.
Yeah, boobs out a little bit, cheeky. Yeah.
It's got 2 out of 10 on IMDb.
Well, Star Worms 2 Attack of the Pleasure Pods.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I'm intrigued, though. Yeah. I'm intrigued.
I know, me too. And I wonder why there weren't a Star Worms 1.
It's a very good point. Is there a Star Worms 1?
Could be.
Got Jeff Munson in it.
Did
Jeff
the people...
Munson, who was also in Terminal Exposure, Bachelor in Vegas.
God. All right, okay.
Did the guys...
only two films ever.
Did the guys who animated Galaxy Hyde also do Real Ghostbusters?
They did, yes.
I thought as much. Very similar styling.
And so, you see, yes, I don't disagree. But it's weird that they also did, like, Rescue Rangers.
Gadget, Amy. They've got an eye.
Doyle's name in this is Doyle Cleverlobe.
No.
Yeah. And he's the dumb one.
Tell you one thing about this as well. It's the first cartoon I think we've watched where characters' boobs actually move around when they're when they're moving.
How many times have you watched this, Jamie?
Quite a few.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true, it's true. They've clearly animated it like that. They've clearly animated it like that. Where they're moving. Yeah.
So last week we were trying to work out if there's any cartoons where people age, other than the cartoon we watched that week. This week we want to know if there's any of the cartoons where the boobs move.
Again, there's going to be some anime, isn't there?
Well, yeah, that's a pretty safe bet, to be fair. I was going to say maybe. Exactly. But yeah, it's a pretty safe bet. In fact, I'd go ahead and say all anime.
All of them.
Yeah. And this episode, this series also has an annoying little sidekick character called Creep, who's a floating little yellow bug who's in love with Amy.
Oh, really?
And we didn't really, we didn't see him in this episode. But he sings songs like Frank Sinatra style. And I remember him being one of the least annoying little characters.
Bruner, is he?
Yeah. Called Creep.
Let's have a look at him. What's his name? Creep.
C-R-W-P.
By the way, the score of the episode, I do remember him. I'm looking at him. I do remember him. The score, what we did here, was 29 out of 40 in total.
Decent.
I think it's solid, isn't it? I think it's not spectacular, but it's pretty solidly
good score,
made.
That's a really
written,
good score. Yeah, really good score.
Past halfway, it's time for a Would You Rather.
Ooh.
Are you ready? So this series obviously is set in space at Galaxy High. So I was thinking something linked to that. So would you rather be Doyle and have a slightly fitter body than normal, but be a bit less smart than other people? Would you rather be like Amy and be a smarter than normal people, but with a less fit body?
What?
And we had this question.
We have had this question.
I gave this one.
Check if anybody's paying attention. That was the first thought that came into my head, and I was like, hold on, didn't Kane already ask this?
No, that was mine.
Or is it yours, James?
Yeah.
So the real would you rather is, would you rather that you were an alien with the typical alien ability of your choice?
Ooh.
Or would you rather be a robot with the typical robot special ability?
Ooh.
Great question. Great question, this, Stu.
So it's got to be a stereotypical alien power or a stereotypical robot power. And you're a stereotypical robot. So you're not a perfectly human-looking robot like the ones in Battlestar Galactica nobody knows. Spoilers. You're a sci-fi robot.
Or it's so typical, broad, though, isn't it?
Not an alien like Superman. A typical.
Do you have a life expectancy with...
Typical robot life expectancy. I don't think, like, robots don't generally die, do they, unless they kind of get damaged. And aliens generally always live longer than humans, don't they? Always live kind of like a couple hundred years, I guess.
I asked you, so what would be an example of a typical alien ability? I would say, like, spitting acid and stuff.
Well, I was going to say acid for blood. How close was that?
Okay.
Yeah. A typical alien ability, maybe it's you can lift things up with your mind. Maybe you can feel other people's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Typical robot powers, you're stronger than normal, maybe. You can remember everything, you can do calculations really fast. Whatever it may be.
Cyborg style, yeah.
Yeah, whatever you like.
As soon as you said you can move things with your mind, I knew which one Bez is going to choose. Like, where you can sit down, move everything around.
If you could do that, James, would you masturbate with your mind?
Of course, yeah. That's the only reason I want to be a Jedi.
I love the fact James started to move the camera down to his crotch and he said that as well.
I'll give you a demonstration. Now, well, you say that, how much effort does it take? That's my question on everything here.
Enough that you've got to concentrate on that.
Yeah, but, okay.
So you can't be like watching TV and doing it. You can't switch up. You've got to be focused on it.
Do you get tired? Do you get tired doing it?
Like you would if you were working hard on something mental anyway.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Certainly tired than if you just had somebody else do it for you.
Exactly. But you have mind control as an alien power. That's a classic one.
That is a good one, yeah.
Then you wouldn't have to do it yourself.
It's a bit rapey,
James just convinced himself, look.
It's a bit rapey, bro.
It's a bit what?
A bit rapey.
A bit? Controlling somebody else and forcing them to do sexual things to you is a bit rapey. Yeah. It's a bit Wonder Woman, isn't it? It's a bit Wonder Woman 1984.
On the cusp, I suppose. But,
on the cusp? But it's all for fun, so you're going for a rapey superpower, James.
That's not what I said. I don't know.
It's all fun and games until James is using his mental powers.
I'm going robot.
Ooh.
I'm going robot all day long.
You don't even want a dick. That's going to make life a lot easier.
Just the one, or can I have the raft of robot superpowers?
Choose one typical robot superpower.
You're going to James.
I would go with super fast calculations.
Nice.
Cyborg, sort of. Okay.
Boring as shit, but nice. Yeah.
Yep. I think it's got more
like perfect recall and brain power. And
it's got more legs. Yeah, you could do a lot of stock market and stuff like that. You could make some money out of it.
Yeah.
So I'd go very similar to James, but I'd be like when they did that clip with Cyborg in the Justice League where he starts messing around with that cash point to get cash out of it.
Like computer control powers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, just to clarify, though, you're not a cyborg. You are a robot. You can't still have your human parts.
Yeah. You're full robot.
100% robot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no...
No.
Right, you are a robot.
In, out. Okay, that might change things. Okay. Can I be an alien?
I knew you were trying to sneak in with the best of both worlds there.
I know.
I'm a human, basically, with the ability to control computers.
So, no, I think we're still going to go with that because if we're going like Terminator style, then that computer could be quite advanced. Like that robot could be quite advanced. Obviously, you're going to lose certain human things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with that. I think I'm going to stick with that.
Okay. Two robots, Kane. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to go robot and I'm going to go with strength.
Yeah.
Controllable strength.
Controllable strength.
Yeah, controllable, but like
you can tell we've done a would you rather before, because suddenly Kegger's like super strength, we're like, haha, you'd pull your own arms off. Oh, you wouldn't be able to open the door without ripping off your
arms.
Ken's like, it's like now we're at the point where it's like when you make three wishes with the genie. We're like, I want to be rich, but not so rich that it messes up the world's economy and therefore renders me not rich. But rich enough where I don't ever have to worry about money, but I can still worry about money if I choose. Just super strength then, Kane, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much. Just I was trying to think of like good alien ones, but I can't really think of any
challenge.
Like,
yeah,
mind reading, but what's you read someone's mind and that you're still an alien? like what can you do with that? Like,
I mean, you even understand you can lift stuff, Kane, but you're still a robot.
Yeah, but that's it. I could like help people out of bad situations,
never
like
sure
car
about
crashes.
That.
About,
never sure.
I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to change my answer.
Go on.
Can I go Gallifreyan, Doctor Who, and time travel if I go that kind of alien?
Not without a TARDIS. That's like, technology.
Yeah, but he steals it. He steals a TARDIS. That's it. Yeah, but.
And you're not his typical alien.
A robot could find a time travel device. You can be an alien with like the ability to reincarnate 12 times if you die or whatever it is.
Well, I suppose that's 9 times. Is it 9 times you can reincarnate?
I think he's
remember.
On more, though, isn't he now? He's cheated a bit, hasn't he?
He's gone a bit timey-wimey, hasn't he?
She.
It.
Bit
harsh. Are we... No, is it... I don't know. I don't want to get down that. But are they saying he, she? I don't know. It's always been a bit gender neutral.
Just say the doctor.
The doctor, yeah.
It's currently a she.
Well... I don't know.
It's not, though, is it? I don't think it's a she.
Yeah, she got a vagina.
Doctors identified as a woman.
Yeah. Got a vagina. She said she's a woman.
How do you know she got a vagina?
I've seen it.
I think
fan fiction.
Ew. So are you going for a Gallifreyan?
All I'm going to get is like regeneration, if that's the case. If I can't steal a TARDIS, then no,
it's
I'm going to stick
smart,
with
my... I mean, anybody could steal a TARDIS, in theory.
Okay, are we classic Gallifreyan as your typical alien? That's not...
It's an example
what is
of
it?
A typical alien.
I would assume looks-wise, you've got to go for typical robot, you've got to go for your typical sort of alien.
Is human-looking not typical alien at this point?
Okay.
I don't know. That's a question. I mean,
so you're not cheating slightly, but... If you're saying that the alien can look human and have the superpower as well, then you're going on the Superman route, which you said we couldn't do.
See, I thought when you said alien, you were going for the stereotypical big eyes.
Someone looks at you and goes, that's an alien.
Yeah, fair point.
Well,
you can't be mistaken for human. That's a fair point.
Well, then if that's the case, if we're going, when I think of typical alien, I'm going like, you know, the greys with the big heads, big eyes.
Yeah.
And then I think,
the ability
to
probe your butt.
Well, that's all we've got, right? That's what I'm thinking about is that they've obviously got technology, but that's going to be the same as stealing a TARDIS, so we couldn't go with that. So, yeah, I'm totally robot if that's the case. Yeah, totally robot.
Nice. It's like if you went with Predator, isn't it? They're cool, but actually, they're just like a big, ugly dude. Really?
Big, strong, ugly dude. Yeah, and your strength can come from the robot, probably going to be greater anyway, like Kane went with.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Stu?
I feel like I want to go alien. Because, I don't know, most people have gone with robot. But, I don't know, robot is good. But I don't want to look like a typical robot because you couldn't have any kind of... I would go like you couldn't have any kind of normal life if you looked like a robot. But in fairness, the point then is you couldn't also if you were alien. If you were obviously alien.
You know when we got the by the power avatars done of our... at the start, which you can see on buythepower.net. It'd be interesting to have alien versions of us or robot versions of us. If we send
can
the
we do that
picture
for the next series?
Us.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go for alien with mind controlling abilities.
Ooh. Okay.
I think.
And what would you use your mind controlling abilities for?
First of all, to make people think I was human.
Oh, that's a lot of effort, surely.
But aliens do that all the time, don't they? Remember, like, pod people and stuff. Everybody thinks they're human, but then, like, one guy wears different glasses and realizes they're actually alien. It's a pretty standard alien skill.
Well, okay, but we're saying that there's, for things like mind control, we said there's a strain on your body.
Oh, yeah, you have to think about it.
So if you walk downtown...
Yeah, I've got to be really thinking. I'm
hundreds
human,
of people,
like
you've got to be
this
like,
what I look
human,
like.
I'm human. Jeez.
I've got a red shirt on and blue jeans and black shoes. I'm not an alien. I look like a human kind of thing.
Okay. Exhausting.
Yeah, but you could still do it. I could still nip down the shops if I wanted. And you've got mind control. So if you forget and somebody sees you, you just make them forget it. That might be easier in the first place.
Why wouldn't you want them knowing that you're an alien?
Because people would be shooting at you and trying to investigate you and stuff. Same as you guys for robots, right? Everybody would be pulling you apart.
Yeah. But with if you just, like, you could just meet up with people and just go, like, try get it where you're friendly. They're your friend.
How long do you think? So, genuine question, right? If you guys were robots, obviously visible sentient robots wandering about, how long do you think you'd last?
Hey, cops.
Forever.
You don't think humans would tear you apart within a week?
No.
Yeah, we totally.
What was your power, James?
Yeah. I've got computational skills.
Yeah, you're dead.
Probability.
You're so dead. Nah.
Not a chance.
James would be like, I know Rachel Riley. I know Carol Vorderman. I'm golden.
Think of a number.
I don't think you'd survive very long, would you? Genuinely. Especially if you're a robot and you're not even technically alive, maybe. Elon Musk could have you in his lab and take you apart.
You know what I could do, though, is I could say, look, if you come near me, I'm literally going to crash the whole world economy straight away. I'm going to wipe everyone's bank accounts.
See, you're going like violence with violence.
Yeah.
Where that's
you're fucking.
Yeah, why not say I can fix the world economy and save you all from...
You can go on this...
It doesn't work like that,
does it? You can go on this morning, no Good Morning Britain, and introduce yourself to the world, get yourself some rights
sorted
out.
How would you get on Good Morning Britain?
You phone them up, say, I'm a robot.
Oh, yeah, that'd work.
To interview me on TV.
So you can... So that's James' challenge for next week, then. You're not a robot, James. Just phone them up and tell them that.
I feel it, Schofield.
And then when you've got your appointment, turn up on Good Morning Britain, let us know, and we'll say you win.
But I might struggle proving that, or I can prove it if I am a robot.
How can you prove it?
Well, I can send them all a mass email using my computational skills.
So no, this will be great. It's
like a mail merge or something like that.
It's going to be in the Derby Telegraph or something.
That's it.
Like, Derbyshire man / robot ? Appears on Good Morning Britain after sending multiple emails. But after
where does he keep his batteries?
Prove it, James. Prove you're a robot. I am not lying.
Exactly.
I look like a human. I am a robot, though. You always talk like that. No. Just on TV, I'm nervous. We've got this video of you having a quick shufty in through your bedroom window. Do robots do that then? Yeah.
I was changing my batteries.
Nice. No, I think we're all dead. I think that's the downside, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure if I said to the world, look, guys, you come near me, I'm literally pulling down the whole world economy right now.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would touch me.
I reckon within...
Tell me nuclear power, Jamie.
I reckon within 2 days, somebody's sniping you with something.
Yeah, but if I say, look, if you can't snipe me because I'm a robot, remember?
What? Robots can still be killed.
It's not. What are you going to shoot?
If you fire a uranium-tipped bullet that goes through a tank at a man-sized robot, I don't think it's going to do very well, is it?
We're assuming that, like
that'd kill
it's
Terminator
the brain
robot,
or something. And I think what I would say, look,
I'll put you in some lava, Jamie.
I've programmed my system so that if I am killed, the whole world economy goes down. Everyone's bank account goes to zero. So shoot me if you want to, but you're fucking dead. I don't think I'd be killed then.
What's the upside?
You'd have loads of friends.
Is there a carrot to go
really
with a stick,
nice.
Jamie?
Hmm?
Is there a carrot to go with a stick?
No, fuck them.
Just stick.
Well, then you're going to live a very lonely life. No one will want to talk to you, be your friend. Or anything.
Why?
Because you're a fucking maniac.
Maniac? I'm not going to do it unless someone tries to kill me.
What if you accidentally die?
Well, that's different. If I accidentally die by dripping on a banana skin or something.
Like if a rock dropped on your head, would you then destroy the world economy? So we can drop rocks on your head?
No, because that's premeditated, if that's the case.
How would you know?
If it's accidental.
Right. How are you knowing if it's accidental or on purpose?
Well, I'd make that judgment at the time.
The time after you're dead?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
This is the point of the Scooby-Doo film.
If there's a helicopter flying past with a rock on and the cable
Jamie,
just happens to break on Jamie.
What if somebody drops an anvil on your toe and you jump up and hit your head on a rock? Yeah, I make that
you
judgment
see,
call.
I will use my superior computational skills to do an Ultron-type job and upload myself to the internet and just keep swapping bodies if need be.
That'd be cool. Yeah, dude, that's a good shout, actually. Yeah. That is a good shout. Yeah. How would you be swapping around bodies if that's the case, though?
Because I would get myself on the internet and then I could pre-program places that are making cars or robots or whatever to make me a little place, a little Raspberry Pi or something like that. It's Wi-Fi connection.
You could probably go to that company and make those humanoid robots, James, if you had...
Yeah, the ones that you push over and they stand back up again.
Rather than like Toyota.
Yeah, true.
You might go for those humanoid robot companies.
Yeah.
It's a good shout, actually, James. Good shout.
And then I could get one of the human-shaped robots, right, draw a fake moustache on it, pretend that's the manager of the company in the office.
Well, you have to have a hat as well, though.
Maybe a tie, yeah. And I could sit behind a desk and just make him more and more bodies, and no one would know.
That is Ultron style. Again, Ultron style, right?
So, yeah.
Think so.
Does anybody think Ultron's going to be back in a future Marvel film?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, he's definitely right.
In the comics, didn't he shoot himself off into space and then come back from space?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure he sent himself out on a satellite while he was in control. Anyway, it's pretty much the end of the episode. Good series on Netflix about, what's it called? Robots, Death Robots and something.
Oh, it was a second series, that, isn't it? Yeah.
What's it called? James, help me out.
I want to say Love, Death, Robots.
I think you're right. I think it's something Love, like Death, that. Robots. Worth a watch.
Yeah, two best episodes on that was the Werewolf one. Epic one. Dog Soldiers.
Love, Death, Robots.
Yeah.
It's basically the Werewolf one, Jamie, is it's all individual episodes, just like sci-fi, like Black Mirror-y sort of style, but not. Just all self-contained episodes. The Werewolf one is during... I want to say the Gulf War or something like that, where they get American soldiers who are also werewolves and treat them like sniffer dogs. So they're walking out in front of the men and things like that. And they have a brilliant fight. And then the other one was the Pokemon style pet animal fighting type thing is a great one.
Yeah,
it's a great episode.
The fighting robots one is quite good as well.
Fighting robots one, which one was that? Oh yes, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Anyway,
the American.
Netflix.
Yeah, I think
Netflix
so. Yeah.
Series. I think it's a bunch of different authors for each episode kind of thing. Mm. It's an anthology series or whatever they call it. So it is pretty much the end of the episode, but we need to find out what's coming next. And it is Chemez. Next week's cartoon.
If you haven't got one, don't worry.
I've got one. I've got one.
James, with all the time he needs to think of the next cartoon. If you enjoyed this cartoon, let us know on Twitter, at ByThePowerPod. Go online to buythepower.net and you get all our other social media links on there, as well as the ability to buy us a beer. Mm. And guess what? Guess now. What?
12.
We all got bought a beer each.
Oh, did we?
No way.
Yes. I've drunk them all, but we all got bought one each.
Aww. Who from?
Jamie, you got it down there?
Yeah, I've got the... Again, this is super, super kind. So it's on Twitter, Masters of the Mini Comics. The Twitter handle is at Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. So Robert, and then it gets a little bit confusing after this.
You sure it's not Robert? It could really be a robot. Yeah.
Let's go for Robert.
If you were a robot, you'd have to call yourself Robert, right? That's a given.
Totally.
Yeah, your driver's license will say Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Robert.
Robert, C for Charlie, and then I believe it's a zero next. So 041852 54. That's the Twitter handle is crazy. Okay. So it's at Robert C041852 54. Beat as hell. But again, super kind.
On YouTube, right? Yeah. He's Masters of the Mini Comic, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. On YouTube, yeah. And to be fair, if you type that into Twitter, you'll find him on Twitter, him, he, she, I have no idea, on Twitter that way anyway. So
it is a very, very good YouTube site. I would definitely check it out.
I watched
it's really good. The voice.
In honor of Jamie, I watched the
Ram Man one. I did. Yeah. I watched the same one.
I thought Jamie's going to love it.
I didn't see it. Is it
His voiceovers are great.
When Ham Man meets Re-Man.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He basically gets the old He-Man comics, the classic ones, does it page by page, or displays it on the screen, but then does the voice acting for the characters.
that's really cool.
With effects on there. So Skeletor's got a bit of effect. He-Man's got an effect. Ram-Man's great on there as well. Yeah, it is really good. Really good. Especially because some of the old He-Man comics are a good read. Yeah, they're a great story.
It's a great idea.
It is a good idea.
Thank you, Robert.
We should do it with old episodes of the, what is the, maybe...
Beano.
Rescue Rangers comics. There must be more comics.
So, most cartoons we've done have had a comic at some way, haven't they?
You think they all have? Do you think there's any cartoon that hasn't had a comic? What about that one? Anybody can think of a cartoon.
Any crayon that's never had a comic.
Then let us know. I'm going for what wouldn't have had a comic. Ulysses. I don't remember a Ulysses comic.
I bet there will be. I bet there will be.
One, though. I don't remember.
Anyway, do you want to know what we're watching next week?
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't
we have some clues, James. Can you do some clues again?
What I was going to say was, hold on. Slow down. What I was going to say was, let's, because his YouTube channel is good, right, isn't it? But it's only got 26 subscribers, which is insanity. Oh, yeah. So if you've already watched some, then subscribe.
I think I have.
Good. And yeah, he's Masters of the Mini Comics on YouTube. Or that thing on Twitter that Jamie wants us all to know, which is...
Yeah. Well, that's how they originally contacted us. I'm going to go onto Twitter I will subscribe right now. So what is it? Masters...
Nice. Of the Mini Comics.
Of the Mini Comics. Okay, that's it. That is me subscribed to.
Nice. To Robot, not a robot. C04. If you were a robot, right, wouldn't your second name be something like C04185254?
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? What's your name, Robot? Oh, yeah, what's your surname? C04185254. Are you a robot? No, I'm a Robert.
Or 800873.
Oh, we were
Spoobies!
Nice.
Classic. I do want to know what we're listening to next week, James.
So,
go on. Clues.
Next week's cartoon Paddington Pierce is something I believe we've all seen. Yeah.
Oh.
I believe we've all seen it.
Simpsons.
It's been mentioned in the past two episodes that we've done.
Beavis and Butthead.
No.
Banana Man.
That wasn't mentioned this week, was
no.
it?
Wasn't
it? Well, when he said past two, I thought it meant...
Oh, the two before this. That's a good point. Yeah. This one and the last one. Or the
this one, this one and the last one, I think it was.
I have no idea. Give us another clue, James.
It might be not be the last one. I won't be on before. There is a large cast in this cartoon, most of which are characters in their own right. You could say there's probably two, maybe three main characters, and the rest are all supporting, but generally everyone gets a large amount of airtime in this
X-Men,
cartoon.
But it's not going to be X-Men yet, is it?
It's not X-Men yet, no.
No, don't know. You've got me.
Go on. I'll give you a clue which you'll go.
Okay, I'm going to go for Tailspin.
The person who made this or came up with this cartoon also came up with another very long-standing cartoon.
Futurama.
Well played, Stu.
Ooh, that's
we are doing Futurama, and because the year is just right, 1999, we're watching the episode Hell is Other Robots.
It's not 1999, though.
1999. I'm looking at it at IMDb right now.
Oh, I thought you meant the year now is 1999.
No. Oh, very cool. Very cool. Yeah.
Just
squeaks in there. Just squeaks in there. Episode and cartoon.
Is this the episode where the devil plays the violin?
Is that the episode where the devil plays the violin? I think.
Maybe not actually.
I don't think it's the violin one.
If you were going to choose a Futurama cartoon, it's either got to be one with the robot devil.
Yeah.
His name, by the way, is Robert Devil. or the one where Fry's dog dies.
Oh,
which is possibly one of the saddest episodes of any TV series ever. Yeah.
This is a Robot Devil one. I don't think it is the one, actually. This is the one where Bender goes to robot hell because he joins the church because he gets an electricity addiction. But I think the Robot Devil with the violin one is later on. We can't do it because it's
about the one where Fry meets his mother.
Yeah.
Again, I think that's the later season.
Oh, okay. One where he finds out about his brother.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's a sad cartoon you've chosen, James.
This is a big, big, big cartoon.
I think people will have heard of this one.
They might have heard this one.
This is probably the only cartoon we've done that I owned the original every episode on DVD of.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. Like the full series lined up on your shelf.
Yeah.
Box set for every season. I think.
Yeah, it was either going to be a Robot Devil episode or a Zap Brannigan one, and I went for Robot Devil.
Zap Brannigan's good as well.
It was close. Sexlexia.
He's almost as good as Kiff.
Yeah.
So, Futurama next week.
Mm-hmm.
And goodbye from me.
Bonjour from myself.
Peace from me.
And you know you're all waiting for my joke.
Has it got robots in it?
No.
Oh. Dicks?
Jumping robots?
Still coming out of horses.
What's the difference between a tyre and 365 used cars?